Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome to Mind Food Radio. And on today's show, I've got Di Westaway, who is the CEO of Wild Women on Top. And it's not what you're thinking. Hi, Di.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
Do you get a lot of that? Because I read that thinking, oh my goodness, what is this?
Look, we do. We love the name Wild Women on Top because people either laugh or ask a question or go silent. And that makes us laugh. So, yes, look, Wild Women on Top is about women in the wilderness, and the on top came in because we like to climb mountains, but we climb trekking peaks. So the essence of what we do is train groups of women and take them trekking up simple mountains that are in beautiful places. So, of course, that has to be Wild Women on Top.
Now, listen, one of your challenges, which is absolutely extraordinary, it's 50, you can do 50 or 100 kilometre with a team, and it's the first Friday weekend in March of next year. It's from Sydney's beautiful, well, it's really Sydney's stunning coastline, but it's from Palm Beach all the way to Coogee.
Yes.
So how long is
absolutely
that?
Absolutely right. Look, it's 100 kilometres, that entire route, and it follows every ocean beach and then every harbour beach, every headland, every cliff, every nook and cranny and lookout and view all the way along that 100 kilometres. So when you look at the map of it, the first 50 is long and stretched. It goes all the way down the ocean coast. And the next 50 looks quite compact because it wraps around the harbour and then pops down to Coogee via Bondi. So, look, it's an extraordinary walk, and as you say, people who live in Sydney know bits of it, and they've all done a bit of it or swum at one of those beaches. But to put the whole thing together in one long walk with your friends to raise money for Fred Hollows, which is the Fred Hollows Foundation, is really quite a unique, amazing little experience.
How long will that walk take?
Well, our rules state that our teams of four have got between 18 and 36 hours to complete it. So if there's three events. There's a day 50, a night 50, or the full 100 kilometres. And people choose one of those. But if you're only walking 50, when I say only, it's a good challenge, that's an 18-hour challenge. If you're walking the full 100, you've got 36 hours. So you don't really stop except for a cappuccino and a little snack along the way.
So would you stop and have a sleep, though? 36 hours, my goodness.
No sleeping allowed. You know, we've actually tried letting people stop and have a little nap. It actually doesn't work for your body because when you walk a long way like that, your body goes into, as soon as you stop, it starts fighting back and recovering and giving you all those, you know, filling up all your energy systems and putting you into basically recovery mode. And if you then start again a couple of hours later or overnight, all the lactic acid starts to build up and it's quite hard to move again. So it's much less painful, even though it seems strange. It's much less challenging if you just keep moving than if you stop and then lie down or sit down and go still.
Now, that's an extraordinary challenge. Do you get many that think, yeah, I'm going to do the 100K, but then by the time the 50 rolls around, they think, oh, you know what, I think I might pull out here.
Do you know what? It's less than you might think, actually. Last year, or this year's event in 2013, we had, I think it was 92% completion. So very few people, and that was in very rainy, very windy weather, which is quite unusual for the first weekend in March. But, yeah, the dropout rate is quite low, and it's normally due to a sprained ankle or a blister or you know, a bad blister or several. So really an incredible success rate. And I think the reason is that our women, mostly women do it, men can do it, but mostly women choose to, they train really hard for it. And so they actually know what to do. So they're really well prepared. And that's what Wild Women on Top does. We actually do the training part really well. So they enjoy it when they get there because they've you know, solved most of those problems.
Now, they probably need to start training now. I know, you know, the walk itself is in March, but, you know, that would need some pretty dedicated training to be able to get to that level.
Yes, it does, and a lot of them have started. In fact, some of them started a month ago when the registration opened about a month ago, and the teams that were eager beavers and got in early, they've already started. And, in fact, if you go out on any Saturday or Sunday along that coastal route, you'll notice teams of four women or sometimes, you know, women and men walking along that coast. They look quite distinctive because they've quite often got trekking poles and they've got little backpacks on and they're always having fun. So you'll see them out and about absolutely training now.
Now, is some of that walk, though, you know, particularly the more northern one, are there paths or are they actually right on the coastline?
That's a really good question. They are actually on the coastline. And the first in the first 50Ks, a lot of it is soft sand.
Yeah.
So that can be quite grueling for people in the heat. You literally follow the sand line of the beach. But then you'll cut into a beautiful bush trail, and all of the bush trails are known marked tracks. So there's no off-track walking, as it were, through the bush. You're either on the soft sand, on the beach reserve, on the footpath, or on a bush track that weaves around via the beautiful views of the headlands.
Gosh, I bet at some party when they get to Coogee.
Oh, look, you might think you might party, and there's often a bottle of champagne there, but people quite often they're exhilarated, but they're really tired. They're just exhausted.
Yeah.
So normally they just want to sit and chill for a moment, and then they want their support team who's helped them through. Yeah, there's a lot of tears, but they want their support team just to drive them home and, they just want to chill out. So, yeah, there's a great sense of exhilaration, but also extreme tiredness. And particularly for the 100 kilometres, the 50K is not quite as bad. We have heard of teams going out and partying after the 50K.
Oh.
So, they're the young ones, though, probably.
Now, we've done lots of stories in the past and work with the Fred Hollows Foundation. It's absolutely fantastic to see that, you know, the money raised for this goes towards that. Now, you've had some extraordinary results over the last few years. Tell us about that and what your goal is this coming.
I'm so glad you asked that. Look, we have got a wonderful, wonderful charity. It's an iconic award-winning charity. In fact, Australia's best charity just this year. And the Fred Hollows Foundation is amazing because they do lots of things, but they do one thing really well, which is restoring sight. And we raised, in this year's event, we raised $1.8 million for them.
That's amazing.
And that represents restoring sight to nearly 80,000 people, which
wow.
is the Olympic Stadium full and some.
Yeah.
So we're going for an even bigger goal for the 2014 event. And what we're aiming to raise is $2.5 million,
yeah.
which will restore sight to 100,000 people.
Wow.
So we like round numbers. 100,000 seems like
yeah.
a pretty scary big goal. So, 100,000 and $2.5 million is the goal for the trekkers that we've got that have registered for this year.
So people listening to this, how do they either get involved and do the work, or how do they sponsor someone or donate to it?
Oh, good questions. So at the moment we are taking registrations, and there is probably only one more week that you could get a spot in the event. So if you're hearing about this for the first time, you'll have to get busy to find three friends to join you. But there's one more week of the discount price registration. And by the end of next week, the 100K will be full and the 50-kilometre day walk will be full. And then there will still probably be spaces in the night 50 kilometres. So if you don't mind the idea of walking at sunset from Balmoral over the Harbour Bridge as night falls and then around via South Head in the dark and then through the night via Tamarama and Bondi and Bronte down to Coogee, you could do the night 50K. But you need to go online to our website. So if you go to www.coasttrek, spelt with one T, coasttrek.com, coasttrek.com, you can find all the information there. But don't wait too long to talk your friends into it because it will fill up. The fundraising, you can also donate online, and you can, again, go to that same website, coasttrek.com. And you click on the little sponsor now button. And then you can, if you know someone that's doing it, you can then link up and sponsor them and their team. Or you can give a general donation, of course, to the foundation always. So they're the two ways to actually join us and come trekking, which we'd love you to.
How many people on each trek are there?
Look, there will be nearly 3,000 trekkers altogether. Half of them are doing the day 50. So the day 50 is definitely the most popular. And I think that's because it's so scenic. People love that idea of walking all the way along the coast. It's such an adventure. So it's like a little adventure with your friends. You never know what might happen and what might be around the next corner. And you can get lots of great treats and snacks and cappuccinos. And, you know, we all like a cappuccino and a lint ball on the way. The night 50 has about a quarter of those entrants, and the 100Ks has got the other quarter. So I think we've got around about 100 teams of four doing the full 100-kilometre walk. Gosh. That's 400 people.
Those numbers are very impressive, I have to say, Di.
Well, we're as surprised as anybody that how quickly. Look, in 2009, when we did our first event, we had 40 trekkers, and they were all our regular weekly members who did weekly training with us, and they raised $200, and we didn't quite know what we were doing, and we walked far too far. But it struck a chord, I think, because we've got an iconic Australian charity. We've got an event that's incredibly beautiful on a stunning scenic track in the heart of Sydney. It's not remote. It's not too scary. You're not going to get lost. And you know what? Our trekkers, both male and female, love the training walks. And that was a real motivation for us to get people walking over Christmas and over summer, where you tend to eat and drink too much. We were looking for something to keep all of us, including our members particularly, fit over the silly season. And it's worked.
Oh. Hey, listen, Di, thank you so much for being on the show today. Just one more time, the website that people can go to get involved.
Yeah, thank you. It's www.coasttrek.com.
Wonderful. Well, that was Di Westaway from the Coast Trek organisation, and absolutely amazing numbers in terms of money raised for the Fred Hollows Foundation. So get behind it. It's a beautiful walk, I've got to say, right along that Sydney coastline. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.